1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 to 18. Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholeheartedly love because of their work, and live peacefully with each other. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. Encourage those who are timid. Take tender care of those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus.
We're going to play a quick game of music trivia. Of music trivia. Who recognises this song? I don't see people putting their hand up. I think the vast majority of people would recognise that tune. It's by a song called Don't Worry, Be Happy, and it was from 1988. Whew, a long time ago, 1988. It was actually number one on the charts. It's one of those earworm songs, isn't it? It gets in your head and you can't get rid of it. But I've got to say that it's an incredibly shallow and frankly, it's a rather inane song. Here's a couple of lines from this song. In every life, we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. That's the answer to your worry, according to Bobby McFerrin. Just simply, don't worry. Just be happy. In my mind, it's a 50-cent answer to a million-dollar question. Don't worry, be happy. Have you ever had people tell you something kind of simple like that that just doesn't seem realistic or related to things in this world? Like when someone says to you, don't be sad. Or they say to you, don't be angry. And you want to say to them, no, wait a sec, I am sad. I am angry. I am frustrated. Things happen to me and these are my emotions that I feel. Emotions in many ways are kind of like automatic reactions, aren't they? They're like visitors. They show up before you've had time to think. It's not always easy to control emotions. Today is a day where we as a church community participate in Thanksgiving. And it's great to hear people share stories of victory and celebration. But I suspect amongst some of us today, there are some of us who don't feel like being thankful. We don't feel that way. We all know, don't we, in our heads that we should be thankful. We know we should be thankful, but we don't feel like it. We know we should be thankful. We teach it to our children, or if we were a child, we have it kind of rammed down our throats. Be thankful. We say grace before meals. We sing songs of thanksgiving in church. We all know we should be thankful. But if we're really honest, there are days when gratitude feels like a foreign language. There are days when we just hurt. There are days when the bills pile up, a diagnosis comes, relationships are in trouble. Or God seems silent, that we don't feel like giving thanks. Feelings in many ways drive so much of how much we do think and how we act, don't we? Maybe we should ask ourselves, should I let my feelings control me or should something else? Or how can I be thankful when I don't feel like it? How can I be thankful? This passage that was read to us today, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Paul doesn't say, give thanks when you're grateful or give thanks when things are going great. What does he say? Give thanks in all circumstances. You see, the truth is that gratitude is a choice before it's a feeling. That gratitude is a choice before it's a feeling. It doesn't deny feelings. It recognizes that we walk in faith, not in peace and comfort. Our actions are related to putting our trust in God rather than just our trust in our feelings and emotions. So what might help us? What might help us today to give thanks even when we don't feel like it? I want to share with you very briefly two simple things. The first one is this, that it begins with remembering who God is. That's kind of one of the stories that I picked up out of what Gary shared. Begin with remembering who God is. You see, no matter how I feel, God doesn't change. Gary read for us Psalm 55. I want to read to you Psalm 103. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With all my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. And here's the bit I want you to embed in your mind. May I never forget. May I never forget the good things he does for me. It begins with remembering who God is. David reminds us of God's goodness when he doesn't feel like it. His love, his protection. What do you remember of God today? If I said to you, don't forget things about God, what comes to your mind? What's the things that you remember about the very nature of who God is? If it was for me, I would write down that God is gracious, that God is forgiving. What would you write? What don't you forget? For some, it might be that God is loving or forgiving or sovereign or powerful. What would you not forget? You see, because God does not change as we change our feelings. He's unchanging. You see, it begins with remembering who God is. And the second thing I want to share is this, is that gratitude, hearts of gratitude and thankfulness are strengthened in communities. You see, sometimes when you can't find your own thankfulness, you can lean into someone else's. Today, we've heard three different people share a little bit of their story. Can you lean into their thankfulness? Can you lean into the thankfulness of Sarah, as Sarah shared about how God has strengthened her and grown her faith over the past couple of years? Can you lean into that and be thankful? Can you rejoice with her? What about with Wendy, who gets up and as many volunteers who serve and share and see God at work, can you lean into that? Or maybe when Gary and Gwyn tell you some of their story. 5-10 years of physical pain and struggle, but yet able to see the goodness of God. Can you lean into that? Even when your own heart doesn't feel like being thankful, even when you don't feel that way, can you do that? That's why it's important to be part of a community. That's why worship in the life of a church and friendships and community matter. The writer of Hebrews puts it this way. It says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Let us not neglect our meeting together, coming together as some do, encourage one another. That's what happens when we gather together. It helps to build hearts which are grateful, hearts which are thankful. We remind one another of God's goodness, don't we? You've been reminded of that today. When we sing together, when we serve together, when we share stories, they take our eyes off our own situation and put us into the place of another. And if you're struggling today, if you're struggling emotionally or struggling to be thankful, can I say to you, don't isolate. Don't isolate. Find people who remind you of that truth and you can lean into their stories again and again. When we sing together, we remind each other of truths. We lean into each other. In fact, I don't know whether you've noticed this, but a number of the songs that we sing, in fact, articulate this very truth that we're talking about. Here's a couple of lines from some songs that we sing here at this church. So this is from a song called Highlands. It says this: I will praise you on the mountain, but I'll also praise you when the mountain's in my way. Good times and bad times. No less God within the shadows, no less faithful when the night leads me astray. God does not change. These are things that we sing together to remind us. In another song, it says, this is my prayer in the desert when all that's within me feels dry, when my emotions are not there. So I'm going to give you some homework today. Don't you love it when you come to church and you get homework? I'm not getting much of a reaction, but anyway. On your seats, there are little cards. Who's got one of these little cards? You should all have one. Now, if you have Karen as your heart language, we have Karen versions of this, but they are out in the foyer on the welcome desk because we did not know which seats people would be sitting in. So they are available. Eku has promised me that she will get them to people who are in need, okay? So there are these little cards here. These have a little exercise for you to do. Remember the first thing we said? It begins with remembering what God has done. So what I'm asking you to do is take this and today, not tomorrow, not Tuesday, today, I'm asking you to write on this card for yourself. On the top it says, gratitude when you don't feel like it. Thanks to God. Write down what you don't want to forget. Why am I thankful to God? The second part has a thing which says, thanks to my inner circle. What's your inner circle? They are the people who are closest to you. They might be family. They might be half a dozen friends. What am I thankful for their provision? And I just want you to write one thing down. Okay, one thing down. And down the bottom it says, thanks to my outer circle. My outer circle. It makes it sound like I've got an outer circle. outer circle is people who are not in your inner circle. Yeah, it's very profound, that, isn't it? It's not funny. It's profound. What are you thankful for from people who maybe are not in your inner circle, but you actually see someone do something and you're incredibly thankful for it? You know, yesterday a number of us were at a working bee, and I was chatting to a guy who I chat with, I don't know, maybe once every 6 weeks, and he was sharing with me a little story about how he serves and helps out in different places. I could write down, I'm thankful to him for his story, for how he makes a difference in people's lives. We've got different expressions of what that might be. Can you do that homework for me today? This is about cultivating hearts of thankfulness, even when we don't feel like it. Because we're called to be thankful in all circumstances. David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. How do we do that? We remember who God is. And we stay connected to God's people. Because in the end, thanksgiving is not the fruit of our feelings. It's the fruit of faith. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. I'd like to pray. Please join me. For our God, we thank you that you are the unchanging God. When our circumstances are challenging, when our emotions are a roller coaster, when life seems filled with despair, we thank you that you are the eternal God. When life throws curveballs, when emotions are out of control, we want to be people who continue to give you thanks. And so today, our God, we thank you for your love, for your goodness and your mercy. And I'm going to pause here for a second and ask you, what would you add? We thank you that we experience who you are. We thank you that we experience your grace and your forgiveness, even when we don't feel like it. And so we give thanks to you, the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Let's stand together, shall we, and sing. It's a great way to finish up our time together. And I will sing of the goodness of God. What will you sing of today? What will make your heart to overflow with gratitude and thanksgiving? Let's, as a community, build that into our lives and into our hearts, not just individually, but collectively. And so that we stir one another up in that way, we encourage and build on that. Wouldn't it be fantastic as we pray and we worship and we give thanks to God? For those of you who aren't aware, you are invited to join us for lunch today. There's going to be a mix of different foods. We've got some fantastic teams and volunteers who are helping outside. You don't have to have booked in. If you just rocked up here today and you didn't know about it, doesn't matter. You're welcome to join us. We would love you to stay around and to get to know each other better. Maybe today you might want to share a little bit of your story. You know, we've been encouraged by hearing different people's stories today. Maybe you want to share a little bit of that. Wouldn't that be great to strengthen and encourage another person? And so our prayer for you and for all of us collectively is that we might grow hearts of gratitude, that thanksgiving will be our language, that irrespective of what we feel, that we will continue to be grateful to God. Amen.